So I think the challenge here is going to be keeping this to 30 minutes because there's a lot going on at the IRS and a lot to talk about, but I'll get us started. The IRS has been putting a lot publicly in press releases. It seems like, Doug, there's like at least one a week, sometimes two a week, sometimes two a day. And I know probably there's most interest in this room around enforcement. So I'll just start with some of the service initiatives so we can kind of talk about that briefly, and then I'll move to enforcement and try to make sure that we get to the topics that would be of most interest. So obviously, Doug, the IRS got this money about 15 months ago. There's been a lot of work over the last 15 months, not just since the plan went out, but in addressing some of the challenges. So do you want to talk a little bit about service, where the agency is, how it relates to business taxpayers, all that?
Yeah, so first, going back to right after the enactment of IRA, the Secretary Yellen came out and spoke at one of our main buildings in Washington. That never happens, so it was an important event just from that perspective. And she laid out some pretty ambitious goals for us for the 23 filing season, one of which was to have 85% level of service on our main 1040 line. That's the one where the majority of individuals call, and we had had a filing season in 22 where our level of service was in the mid-teens. So we were very concerned about our ability to deliver on this. There were also a number of others that were equally ambitious, but that was the one that was most visible and we were most concerned with. But we were able to use the IRA funds to hire several thousand customer service reps, and we made it through that filing season, and we kept up with the work. I mean, we were able to deliver the 85%. It was in the scheme of where we'd been, and during the pandemic, it was a really successful filing season. That said, there is more to be done. So last week, the Commissioner Warfel and Secretary Yellen came to the main building, the headquarters building in our lobby. And for those of you that have been with government for any length of time, you know how unusual it is to have the two of them in the same place speaking. They were in the lobby, and it was like another set of super ambitious goals that we have for this coming filing season in 24. I'm confident we're going to make them, but they get to the same thing with 85% level of service. We've been working to open more taxpayer assistance centers, so we've been staffing them up. There were a number across the country that we'd had to close because we didn't have sufficient staffing. We had some that were open, but they had one employee. And for any of you that can think about what it would be like to be in a government role, open to the public, with people able to come in and ask for help, it's a nerve-wracking position to be in if you're that one employee. So we were very careful where we had them, but with IRA funding, we've been able to fill them. I didn't get to visit the one here in Houston yesterday, but I was in San Jose, California last week, and they had one where last year at this time they had three people, barely able to sustain the place. They have eight now, and they had people they were helping. They were really happy about it, making really good progress. So we're aiming for another strong filing season. I did visit the Austin campus earlier this week, so my trip was Austin, then I came to Houston. And many of you will have seen the photograph in the Post where there was all this paper in the cafeteria there. I mean, it was really difficult for our people there and for the agency. That place is basically on top of their inventory. We're working things within days of receipt at the different points along the processing. All the trailers we had to store, the returns, they've been able to move them. And it felt normal, and I was able to talk to a number of different employees. And these are people that are grades 4, 5, 6, 7 that do really hard work, come in every day, did so during the pandemic, and they're the ones that have sustained our processing, and they've made it possible for us to turn the corner here. So none of them are here, but a big debt of gratitude to them because they've really helped us turn the corner, and we're continuing to do more of that. On the business side, we have miles to go, right? I mean, we're working on a number of different changes that we need to make. I'm also open to hearing from folks about, you know, what are some of the things where you see pain points. Nicole was kind enough in her new role to share some of that with me. But I think it's very useful for the leaders at the IRS to hear directly from industry and practitioners about the pain points you have in dealing with us. Because as we turn our attention to improve for more for the larger taxpayers, the more complex ones, it's good to have insight there because we don't have the same level of activity in the service space we do with individuals. Sorry I went so long, but, you know.
Okay. Moving on. Thank you, Doug. So we talked a lot this morning about the energy provisions that were also in IRA, and obviously the IRS has been spending a lot of time on that. So, Doug, why don't you comment? You probably picked up, they've renamed this conference to also include energy, so just a recognition that there'll be, you know, ton of focus on this for the foreseeable.
Yeah, so I'll say these words even though everyone knows them. I mean, IRA ushered in a ton of interesting new provisions.